They're in their dog crates. And they're not happy.
Animal colony specialist Stacy Brummer made the trip from Springville with two unlikely passengers, a pair of black bears.
We literally just pulled in.
The four-month-year-old cubs will be the first in what they hope is a string of bears to be rehabilitated at the Predator Research Center in Millville.
And this is actually the sound that bears make all the time. And I had no idea.
Lovely.
Should we go up?
Biologist Dr. Julie Young hops in the silver truck with Brummer and Chris Scholes, a PhD student from Chicago. It's a big day for the center. It's their first stab at something other than research on captive coyotes and wild wolves, bears, and foxes.
We're really organized when we started this morning.
I believe it.
It's been a long day.
The bears are restless after the three-hour car ride, but they're not done yet. They'll have to endure one more quick ride up a bumpy dirt road before they're at their new home.
So you guys always have done coyotes. Is this the first black bears you've ever had?
Yeah. Yeah, we've only had coyotes. This is the first black bears. You know, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources came to us and asked if we would do this for them. And I said, well, yeah, but are you guys going to pay for the construction? Because that's expensive. And so we worked it out. You know, I gave the donation of my employees' time to build it. Mike, he basically designed and built these pens over the last few months. And I think Mike is happily relieved that it all came together.
We pull up to something that looks like a stable. Brummer and Scholes go around back and hoist one of the carriers out of the truck.
Well,
the rest of the six-man team has been waiting at the cage for the bears to arrive. The cubs, named
Coda and Whiskey,
are welcomed in celebrity-like fashion. The employees snap pictures, and everyone tries to catch a glimpse of the fuzzy dog-sized cubs as they're taken inside the enclosure.
Do you want to play in the pen? I want to play in the pen.
Where are we going with that?
Let's go in the building.
They call the pen the no-contact cage, meaning the bears will have very little human contact after this point. Young and her team have chosen to isolate the cubs. But she says that other rehabilitation centers use a method where the animals have daily interaction with employees.
Rehab centers around the nation are doing one or the other. And when we contacted them to create a operating procedure that we would follow, we found very strong beliefs as to which method worked. And so we actually want to turn this into a scientific project and raise some one way and raise some the other way and see which method works better. So perhaps the rehab bears that are raised a certain way are the ones causing conflict, then we could learn better ways to rehab them so that they know whatever bear they release is a successful bear in the wild.
Back in the cage, Brummer points at Jeff Scholes, the animal care technician at the center.
Jeff, do you want to do one of the doors?
Yeah.
For their experiment to work, the bears can't see humans, but the employees still need to get inside the enclosure to clean and put food in the specially enforced dishes. So the employees will use mirrors to see inside the cage and a pole to open a smaller connecting pen that has wall-to-wall blinds. Once Coda and Whiskey meander inside, the team will shut the door and the bears will be blind to their activity, they hope.
They're going to see humans some. I mean, they're going to recognize. We're going to try to use the same vehicle every time, though, so they only recognize that one. We all actually have the same exact same outfit that we're going to wear whenever we're feeding, so that they'll hopefully not associate food with humans, but maybe like foods with blue t-shirt, you know? So don't wear a blue t-shirt when you're hiking.
It's time to release the bears.
We're just going to let them out and go out.
Brummer leans over Coda's dog carrier and squeezes the latch. As Brummer backs out of the cage, Whiskey and Coda take their first steps inside. Whiskey inspects a marbled blue bowling ball sitting in the dirt. There's even a two-story platform for them to practice their climbing. But Coda proves they don't need much practice at that. He runs and leaps over the chain-linked wall.
Hey, you ready?
Seems like these guys have figured a lot of things out pretty quickly.
The team can finally relax. They've successfully transported the bears into their new cage.
Yeah, they're brothers.
But Brummer and Dr. Young know that now the real work starts, and there's still a lot of unknowns.
Trout.
They won't know how effective the rehabilitation was until Coda and Whiskey are back in the wild. But more pressing, they aren't exactly sure how much food the bears need.
Talking about produce.
Because they're going to go through a lot of food.
The employees at the Predator Research Center, they'll learn as they go, as they work to get the 40-pound bears triple their weight so they can leave before winter comes.
Yep, that's the plan, to fatten them up so they can be released late December.
Dr. Young signals that it's time to leave the bear's cage.
All right, everybody ready?
They've already seen too much of the employees. As the group shuffles to the cars, Mike Davis, the man who spent hours constructing the bear's pen, takes a step back.
I can't believe it. It's done.
You did it, Mike.
They're cute.
They are cute.
They are cute.
I didn't think I was going to like them that much, but I like them.
Yeah.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.